This area of physics, quantum physics, is the study of the behavior of matter and energy at the subatomic level of our universe. Briefly, the synapses, the spaces between the neurons of the brain, conduct signals using parts of atoms called ions. The ions function according to the rules of quantum physics, not of classical physics. What difference does it make if quantum physics governs the brain? Well, one thing we can dispose of right away is determinism, the idea that everything in the universe has been or can be predetermined. The basic level of our universe is a cloud of probabilities, not of laws. In the human brain, this means that our brains are not driven to process a given decision. What we really experience is a smear of possibilities. But how do we decide between them? The interdeterminacy principle is often discussed as if it represented the difficulty of accurately measuring the locations and trajectories of the particles. But the point is not that it is hard to find out just where, say, an electron is, but that the electron actually has no exact location. Depending on how it's measured, an electron can look specific as a pinpoint or vague as a cumulus cloud. Timothy Ferris, The Whole Shebang. People had to get used to the determinism of the last century, where the present determines the future completely. And they now have to get used to a different situation in which the present only gives one information of a statistical nature about the future. A good many people find this unpleasant. I must say that I also do not like indeterminism. I have to accept it because it is certainly the best that we can do with our present knowledge. One can always hope that there will be future developments which will lead to a drastically different theory. Quantum theorist Paul Dirac. One quantum mechanics discovery that may help us understand how we decide is the quantum Zeno effect. Physicists have found that if they observe an unstable elementary particle continuously, it never decays, even though it would almost certainly decay if it were not observed. In quantum physics, it is not possible to separate the observer entirely from the thing observed. They are part of the same system. The physicists are, essentially, holding the unstable particle in a given state by the act of continuing to measure it. In the same way, experiments have shown that, because your brain is a quantum system, if you focus on a given idea, you hold its pattern of connecting neurons in place.